Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to stop in.
Hey, thanks so much, Shaquan. It's a privilege to talk about Perry Community Schools.
Absolutely. And yeah, just held their June board meeting here on Monday, May 9th, and several things to go over. Well, you know, I know you're going to start here with Perry Elementary. I drove by it recently, and so I see dirt is all dug up. And so I know SiteLogic kind of had an update. So why don't you talk about that?
You bet. Rick D'Amico from SiteLogic gave the board and everyone there a update on the Perry Elementary playground. Everything has been demolished, and now they're going to start taking out the concrete. And then once they do that, grading takes place, new concrete in. We hope by that middle of July, maybe a third week in July, that playground will get installed, and for sure by that 1st of August, want things to be able to get going.
Absolutely. And well, actually, sticking with that, Clark, talking about Perry Schools, since Weiss Park is right there, just want to talk about that bench dedication to Amir Joliffe that happened recently, and I thought that was just great to see that for him.
Yeah, just a great dedication to him. What a great kid, great family, and Mr. Mankin did a great job of talking about Amir, all the things that he meant to Perry Schools and to his family. And it was very touching. And we had some teachers that also talked, and it was heartfelt.
Absolutely. Next thing, here's a big thing. Woodward Granger going to be entering the Heart of Iowa Activities Conference. This will not be this coming year, but next year.
Correct. Yeah, Woodward Granger has put an application request to be a member of the Heart of Iowa Conference. And there's a process that goes through the activity directors, the principals, high school principals, and then each of the board members and each of the boards, I should say, of the Heart of Iowa need to approve that before it goes to the Boys Association and Girls Association. So our board approved Woodward Granger coming to the Heart of Iowa. So that's one of the schools that will be doing that. And I think all the others, what I've heard and what I've seen, will also be doing the same.
Awesome. All right. Again, we're speaking here with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. And Clark, as we continue here, forgot about the presentation on the work-based learning program.
Yep. The work-based learning program is a big state initiative. Brock Sorensen and Kevin Vittiger, Director of Teaching and Learning, gave a great presentation on the work-based learning program, the details of it, working with kids to look at careers, connecting internship with their goals. And it's going to be a very exciting addition to the Perry Schools. So Brock has done a lot of work, as well as Kevin, to get this all laid out. It's kind of been a planning year, but they've now talked to the sophomores that will be juniors. Hopefully there'll be about 20 kids that will get heavily involved with the work-based learning program.
Absolutely. And so thanks for talking about that. And a big thing that I've seen kind of go throughout the state of Iowa with the schools is House File 782 when it comes to personal electronic devices in school. And I know this was a topic in the meeting.
You bet. All schools now need to approve a policy that the legislators have approved, like you said, in House File 782. So it's a state law. It describes the different guidelines for electronic devices. And we'll be putting more out on it, but we want to start letting people know that this House file is for real. It is law. The whole purpose is to reduce the use of cell phones during instructional time. Yet there'll be times where high school, middle school kids will be able to use it. We'll go through that, but it won't be during instructional time. They'll need to put the phones up. We're going to be in good shape with that. We've started this past year. We've done that. I think that we need to enforce that now tighter, and we will have to since this is state law. So we'll need partnership with parents and kids. And you know, last time they did a great job. They understood it, just a real fine job with that. We just need to keep on that, because the other thing that I think legislators realize, and I think everybody does, is I think the detrimental piece that cell phones have on kids as far as addiction. It's one thing to use it as a tool. It's another thing that you have to be on it constantly. So as a culture, we need to take a good, strong look at that. And it's just like anything. Too much of anything is not good for a system, and it's not good for the brain. I think it's a good policy, and it's going to help kids, both emotionally as well as instructionally and learning.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. Again, speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. And Clark, as we finish up here, I know obviously the school year's over. You guys had the Perry Staff Awards, and so, you know, kind of honored some teachers and stuff. I know there's some retirees that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, well, we did honor quite a few of the retirees, but one that I wanted to spotlight that were at their last board meeting, Kent Boltman is Director of Finance. He's retiring after a number of years in the public school setting. He's been, I think, 12 or 13 years here in Perry. Kevin Wittiger has been here for over a decade. He's Director of Teaching and Learning, and he'll be retiring. And then Mary Hillman, who started PACES 25 years ago. Wow. So great job by those guys, and honor to work with them. And then just to look at how much that they have served the community and our school. So big kudos to those guys, those three right there, as they enjoyed their last official board meeting.
Well, that's very special. And I know, again, like you mentioned, those are three individuals right there that have put a lot into Perry Community Schools. So yeah, thank you to all of them and all the retirees as well. So again, we've been joined here by Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks.
Yes, sir. Hey, and I got one more thing.
Okay.
June 9th, Strength in Performance.
Oh, yes.
And summer school began, as well as our summer food program. Just real quick on the Strength in Performance, over 130 kids were working out yesterday. This morning, I saw a group of about 60 at the track. They were doing their 10-yard timings, and it's exciting. A lot of volunteer coaches. I think there's over five or six coaches there, and it's just it's a great, great excitement and great energy from these kids. So we just got to keep working, got to keep seeing the results, and like we said before, we need to be able to build confident student athletes, and to do that, got to be showing up each and every day.
Well, there you go. That is a strong start. So thank you. That's how we'll end things here, Clark.
Hey, let's do it. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Again, that's the Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Clark, thank you again.
Hey, thank you. And as always, let's make it a great day.
All right, there we go. It's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.